Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It must be frustrating for an ambitious film studio with its hands on a world-famous name who defies all your best efforts to make a movie about him. Take the case of Gustave Eiffel. Gustave himself may barely ring a bell, but as soon as you hear Eiffel Tower, everyone says, oh, of course, in various languages.
300 mètres. Entièrement métal. Un défi à la gravité. Aux éléments. Cette tour, messieurs, c'est Paris.
In fact, Monsieur Eiffel constructed the equally famous American Statue of Liberty, as well as dozens of other impressive bridges, viaducts, theatres and edifices. A biopic was assured as far back as 1997. But years, then decades, passed and no progress was made. There didn't seem to be much to the story apart from the building of the famous tower against some opposition from the powers that be.
Vous voyez trop grand, trop haut.
Tout Paris est contre nous.
Ils en sont même à compter le nombre de morts que la tour va faire en s'effondrant.
L'envent ! Bougez-vous les oreilles !
It was producer Caroline Bongrand who had the bright idea of making up a forbidden love story, hiring glamorous movie star Romain Duris to play Eiffel and hot Anglo-French star Emma Mackey as the married lover Adrienne. In the time it takes to write the phrase very loosely based on real life, the film took off to great success at home.
Quel scandale. T'as pensé au scandale?
Now, the good news about Eiffel is it looks wonderful, capturing the landscape of Paris in the 1880s around the time of the famous World's Fair. A tower is suggested as France's contribution, but Eiffel is unimpressed by its stature, a mere 200 metres tall, and its shape. He dismisses it as a pylon.
C'est moche.
On peut monter jusqu'à 200 mètres.
L'obélisque de Washington ne mesure que 169 mètres.
En somme, c'est qui montera le plus haut?
Eiffel is urged to improve it. He is, don't forget, the world's leading magician of steel. But he's strangely reluctant. Why build a tower that's going to come down after a few months, he says. Oh, Gustave, says his friend Antoine, you never want surprises.
Mais vous êtes qui? Gustave Eiffel.
T'as repensé l'exposition universelle?
Je vais pas recommencer. Je vois pas l'intérêt de construire un machin qui sert à rien et qui va falloir démonter juste après.
Vous avez réponse à tout.
La vie m'a appris à me méfier des surprises.
No sooner has this clunky line been delivered when Gustave gets a big surprise. Who is this glamorous woman at this important formal dinner? She turns out to be Adrienne, the wife of Antoine, who, I forgot to mention, is in charge of fundraising the World's Fair edifice.
J'espérais ne jamais vous revoir.
Gustave is stunned, and not just by Adrienne's beauty. It turns out she was a significant figure in his past. I wanted to forget you, he tells her, rather ungraciously. However, any explanatory flashbacks are interrupted when the other dinner guests urge Eiffel to come up with a bright idea. Be audacious, says Adrienne, looking significantly at him.
Eiffel?
Oui, pardon.
Pourriez avoir des idées sur le sujet du concours?
Il faut voir plus libre, plus audacieux.
Eiffel finally agrees to take over, but he'll make the tower not 200, but 300 metres tall. It will represent France, he tells them. Easier said than done, of course. Apart from the many technical problems to be overcome, there's that little matter of an affair with Adrienne to negotiate behind her husband's back.
Pourquoi tu m'as pas tout dit?
Lui-même.
Je te parle pas d'amour. Je te parle de réputation.
All very French, of course, so now there's the threat of a scandal on top of the tower exceeding its budget and the workforce wondering when and if they're going to get paid. Can Eiffel turn his fortunes round? Will he and Adrienne ever find true love? Will the tower ever be built, or will it remain an impossible dream?
Cette tour, les gars, c'est celle de la France. C'est surtout la vôtre, la nôtre. C'est ensemble qu'on l'a commencé. C'est ensemble qu'on va l'achever.
Since we already know the answer to at least one of these questions, the suspense level remains at a quiet bubble rather than a pressing force. And since much of this story seems to be fiction, your interest in Eiffel will rest entirely on the appeal of the two attractive leads and the fact that the Eiffel Tower is undeniably an impressive piece of work.
Adrien!